Jennifer and I will be able to hear this kind of music live this week. Heading down to Baton Rouge and New Orleans. It's been too long for me. It's been over a year since I've been home. That's horrible. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, the Cajun carpenter of Arizona, Arizona's favorite handyman.
Are you going by Jennings?
Yeah, we are.
When do you leave?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
This week.
All right. Before you do, we need to connect.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my little traveling icebox, and when you go through Jennings, I want you to put as much spicy 1 pound prepackaged boudin from Boudin King in there as you can.
And freight it back to
put
you.
Put some dry ice on top, thin layer, freight it back.
All
overnight
right.
It.
Very good.
Can you explain that to the rest of us? I have no idea what you
rice
just said.
Rice sausage.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Pork rice sausage.
Lunch. Brunch.
Dinner.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvre.
Look up Boudin of the song and play it on the next intro.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll be getting a little bit of first-hand exposure back to great country of South Louisiana. But we translocated here in 1965. We've been in Arizona ever since. We do take frequent trips home, but I tell you what, I love Arizona. I've been in the construction business in Arizona here since I had my driver's license in 1972. We've built, remodeled, repaired, maintained homes everywhere from Flagstaff to Ehrenberg to Wickiup to Phoenix, all the metro Phoenix area, to Tucson, to Eager, Springerville, and all points in between. So if you have a house or you have a home, you can reach out and call us at 1-888-767-4348. And ask us questions about any dilemmas or project you're currently experiencing or have planned. And we'll put our experience to work for you for free here on the radio show to answer those questions and get you pointed in the right direction. If you've got a project that just seems like it's getting hard to finish, give us a ring and maybe we can provide you that extra boost and bonus and motivation to get things wrapped up and get it wrapped up, what we call Rosy Right. Okay, you can also join us on the website any time of day or night, any day of the year, at rosieonthehouse.com. And we've been doing this radio program for 28 years, and I don't know how many phone calls that equates to over all those years, but virtually every phone call and every question we've ever been asked, the answer is posted on our website. You just go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and take a look at the homepage. And right after you vote for us as your favorite website, favorite contractor referral directory, go into the search engine and just type in whatever it is you're curious about. Water heaters, air conditioners, painters, cabinets, floor covering, carpet, whatever it is. Type it in there. And what you will have spit back at you, every question, every time we've been asked that question on air, every time we have written a newspaper article about that, or any time we have addressed it in our email newsletter, type in the topic, and what you'll be fed back, I guess fed back is better than spit back, fed back, what you'll be fed back is you will become an expert on any one of those particular topics. So get to rosieonthehouse.com, proud to say, elected by you, the Arizona homeowners, as the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona for 7 years in a row. That beats out every local and national competitor. We're locally owned. We're statewide powerful. You want something done? Go to the Find a Trusted Partner tab at Rosie on the House. We've already done the screening. We've already done the search. We'll be the police officer should you ever have any trouble with any of our trusted partners. We take care of it, all right? Many of the other referral directories, I think it's the key to our success, Romy. Most of the other contractor referral directories have a disclaimer buried somewhere on their website that basically says, hey, we've done our due diligence pre-screening. If you have a problem with these contractors, you're going to have to deal with them, and we don't want to get involved or be in the middle of it. Well, you have a problem with anyone from Rosie on the House, we want to know about it, and we will get in the middle of it. I think
if it's reasonable.
I think that's the reason homeowners have come to trust us the most.
I just saw someone yesterday. All right, this didn't work. I called this company and they haven't contacted me back. And so I look up the email and the phone number. I mean, it's been like 90 minutes.
Everybody's busy right now. I'll tell you that for sure. I don't know a Rosie on the House certified partner right now that isn't hiring. So if you're a tradesperson listening right now in any part of the state and you want to improve your career and go to work for the very best of the best in every single category, log on to our website and plug in the trade that you're an expert in and plug in the zip code you want to go work in. And our certified contractors that are experts in that arena serving that neighborhood will pop up, go knock on the door and say, hey, Rosie sent me. I'm not going to guarantee they'll hire you. You got to be drug-free. You got to pass background checks. And you got to know what you're doing. You got to show up on time. You got to leave a clean job. So if you're the best of the best, you'll fit well in our best of the best. Rosie on the House, certified, trusted partners. Shall we go to the call that's been holding for a little while?
Manny.
And then we'll get to the topic of hiring handymen. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We have open lines. Jennifer's waiting and can take your call now. Good morning, Manny.
Hi, good morning, Rosie. I just wanted to ask you, okay, I've been meaning to add a recirculating pump to the house, okay? Is there any brand that you recommend? And, you know, as usual, they put the water heater on one end of the house and the shower in the back. They're on the other side, okay? So, we had to run the water, you know, for almost 30 seconds, you know, before the hot water gets over there, you know? So I've been wanting to add a recirculating pump.
Well, Manny, I can tell you, the one I've seen our certified plumbers install the most often is a German pump called Grundfos.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with a timer. And an interesting thing about that timer is I have plumbers who want to establish what hours of day are you most likely to need hot water at that furthest point. And let's just turn the circulating pump on for 30 minutes. If your alarm goes off every single morning at 5:30 and you're in the shower at 6:15, well, we're going to turn that circulating pump to go on at 5:30. By the time you get in the shower, the hot water will be right there at the shower head. You shower, and then you leave to go to work at 7:15, and we turn the pump back off at 8 or 7, okay? And then it doesn't come back on until you get back at home at night. So that's how a lot of our plumbers orientate it. But I can tell you this. I have other plumbers that say, hey, just let it run 24 hours a day. When it's satisfied, it will quit circulating. It's not like it's circulating water all day long for no reason. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm still of the timer school, okay? So Grundfos, the fact that the shower that you want to use is the farthest away from the water heater, you're going to want to go in that bathroom, and you have to put a thermal bridge between the cold and the hot water supply of the bathroom vanity, and that's what brings the cold water back into the water heater. There's a little thermocoupler in there. When it reaches the temperature of the hot water, the thermocouple closes. The pump senses the back pressure. It stops pumping.
I also hear some of them have a little push button. Have you heard of those?
You know what? Some of them, when you walk in the bathroom, it's a little air switch that you turn on. And within a few seconds, the hot water's there, and you can start using it. You know what, Manny? I was in Central Arizona Supply on 16th Street just yesterday afternoon. They now have motion sensors that pick you up as you walk in the room, and the pump goes on.
Oh, boy. And one of those cameras now where you start undressing, you know, then the pump turns on.
You know, good question. Yeah. You if they're looking in on you, you wonder what they see, right?
Okay, Rosa, you've been very helpful, okay?
Okay, man.
And I thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Thank you. So there's the ins and outs of circulating pumps. I think they're a good idea. We have them installed on our home. I do have them timered to coincide with my philosophy and my strategy of super cooling. So to make sure the water heater never comes on during the on-peak period for any reason. That's one device that's taken completely off the entire demand grid at our house for that period of time. It's a big water heater, and it keeps the water pretty hot. Even when it comes back on in the middle of the summer at 7:15 in the evening, we still have, you know, nice, warm water, not and scalding hot.
Now that you're empty nesters, you can downgrade. Tank size.
Yeah, but well, I don't. Number of people we got coming for the holidays. Holy cow. We're going to be setting up tents in the backyard, I'll tell you. You know, we're going to be talking water treatment.
December 17th.
December 17th. Water heating and water treatment are two really almost kind of spooky issues that are rising on the radar screen of the EPA. Y'all aren't going to want to miss that show. It's really kind of weird what they're finding out.
Do they just run out of the things to do?
No. I think this has some
merit to it.
It's information
that's down in my calendar right now.
It's this information that's just barely that's coming out. We're here this hour to talk about handyman. Do you need to hire a handyman? When do you and when don't you? You know, a lot of y'all have little projects around the house, maybe multiple projects around the house that aren't getting done or finished, and you're just tired of waiting for someone else to finish them, or you've run out of time or patience to try and get them done yourself, and you want to hire that little handyman. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about when that's okay and when it's not.